Hello and welcome back to the Points of View podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and I'd like to welcome you to our final episode of Season 1. A special fitting episode given the world that we are in at the moment. The year 2020 has been, to say the least, a very challenging one. And given the current circumstances, at least in Los Angeles, with new shutdowns and cases rising, it's been a very challenging time for many people, especially in the arts community. We thought we'd give you the chance to have an uplifting episode. We've done a mental health check-in, and this episode is really about redirecting your mind towards the positive. Now, you may have had certain goals for 2020 that you would have liked to have accomplished or achieve. And as we look towards the potential New Year's resolutions once set, you might have a lot of feelings and judgments of what you accomplished this year or what you didn't accomplish this year. It's completely valid to feel disappointed if your goals weren't met or if you're feeling like you didn't accomplish what you had set your mind out to. That's completely okay. You have to cut yourself some slack as this year has been a very challenging year for everyone. But what I hope is that this episode will give you some new perspective on how to find the right mindset to set yourself up for success. Now, positivity is not just a way of thinking. It is a way of being. It is finding the light at the end of the tunnel, which sometimes in these dark times, as we're in at the moment, is essential. Given the crazy circumstances of what's gone on in the world, with the election and the stress of many people struggling to find the opportunity and the space to work and to create, by having a positive outlook, it really helps you get through the dark times, and it will be the light at the end of the tunnel that guides the way. Have you ever thought that what if everything you're going through is really preparing you for what you asked for? Positivity can be a lifesaver. It is essential to find a way forward. Helen Keller even said, "Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow." Now, I have always been a positive person. It's come quite naturally, but for many people, it can be a challenge. Positive thinking sometimes gets a bad rap. Naysayers and cynics blow it off as a pie in the sky, head in the clouds, unrealistic thinking. Yet when you study history's top achievers in sports and in business and in entertainment, you find again and again that they are committed to positive thinking. There's only one reason for that commitment, that they've discovered that it works. In fact, researchers have found that positive thinkers live longer, live healthier, have more energy, and have more successful careers, make better decisions, are more productive, are less stressed, and have healthier relationships, and not surprisingly, are much happier than pessimists. I have found that many of those who are skeptical about the power of positive thinking often misunderstand what positive thinking actually is. It's important to recognize that positive thinking is not the idea that you'll never encounter any obstacles as long as you stay positive. Instead, positive thinking is all about how you respond to the obstacles you will most certainly encounter. It's whether you respond to adversity positively or negatively that makes all the difference in life. And that's the key. Many people find it difficult to find optimism naturally inherent to themselves because they see all the things that go on in the world. Skepticism and cynicism can creep in. You can think about all the things that you don't have going on. And instead, optimism is a mind shift. You can begin to practice to shift your mind in a different way of thinking that sets you up for success and the most amazing things can happen in your life. Here are the empowering quotes to inspire you to think positively. "Things have a way of working themselves out if we just remain positive." Lou Holtz. "Be positive. Your mind is more powerful than you think. What is down in the well comes up in the bucket. Fill yourself with positive things." Tony Dungy. "Always turn a negative situation into a positive situation." Michael Jordan. "Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you." Mary Lou Retton. "Your attitude is critical to success. If you expect things to be difficult, it will always be easier to solve problems, overcome adversity, and have an enthusiastic energy about how you go about and enjoy your work." Nick Saban. "The attitude a person develops is the most important ingredient in determining the level of success. People who are negatively conditioned accept defeat. People who are positive don't." Pat Riley. "Positive thinkers never give up. no matter what the situation, they never stop believing that there is a way to turn things around. Do not allow negative thoughts to enter your mind, for they are weeds that strangle confidence. Bruce Lee. Being what most people think is realistic is only a way of justifying negative thinking. Go for something great. Dr. Bob Rotella. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Colin Powell. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Winston Churchill. In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. The Dalai Lama. Positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Zig Ziglar. And finally, our happiness depends on the habit of mind we cultivate. So practice happy thinking every day. Cultivate the merry heart, develop the happiness habit, and life will become a continual feast. Norman Vincent Peale, who has a fantastic best-selling book entitled The Power of Positive Thinking, if you are looking for a source to help inspire and spark some inspiration. Now, positivity is not just an ideal, but it is a way of thinking. It's a mindset that you can change just like every other routine you have in your life. Just like any habit you are trying to develop, this takes consistent practice to develop so that it can one day become second nature. You wouldn't expect yourself to be able to run a marathon right out of the bat. You'd have to go slow and persistently condition yourself to get in shape so that you can get there. And the same practices can be applied to the way you shape and think your thoughts. Here are 12 ways to shift your mindset and embrace change. Now, change is inevitable. Accepting it and learning to anticipate it is not weakness, it is strength. But you can actually train your brain to get better at handling change through some simple mental exercises, from imagining your company's demise to learning how to meditate. It's not always pleasant, but it is possible. So here are 12 ways that you can shift your mindset. Number one is to learn to meditate. Meditation is a great way to refocus your thoughts, calm the negative thinking that may naturally come up, and allow yourself to have fresh eyes on the situation. It really helps you center yourself, and the most successful people in life find a way of making this a daily practice to just get in the right mind space and headspace to start their days. Number two is make personal development a priority for yourself. Now, given the fact that we're mostly shut at home, this is a gift. You can feel that your freedoms have been taken away from you by looking at it as this is now an opportunity to help and better yourself, to take an online class, to do something for yourself. It is essential for you to make use of that time, to not feel down about it when we return, and we will return, back to normality. Number three, retrain your brain by noticing three positive changes every day. Now, this is really important. You really want to be able to try and look as much as you can at situations and find that silver lining. Find that glass half full situation. When there's a fight between a friend, when there's a conflict with your work, when there's an obstacle in your goal, there's always a way to look at it a different way. And I encourage you to try and find the glimmer of hope, to try and see something positive. And by doing that every day, it does become almost second nature to the point you don't even think about it. That's the goal. Number four, write your postmortem. Looking at what worked and what didn't work is such a great way of growing and learning from every experience. Every experience and every failure that you might achieve, if you found something you learned from it, it's never a failure. Number five, focus on your long-term vision. Now, this is really important to try to move a goal forward. By allowing yourself to see the goal becoming a reality, it gives you a chance to build these stepping stones on things that you can do, action steps that work towards that goal. You may decide to design a vision board. You may decide to write it down in journal. But having a vision for where you want to go is most certainly the first step that you need to do in order to progress. Number 6, imagine the inevitable. When you think backwards in order to go forwards, it allows you to anticipate the obstacles in the way. Number 7, do the dirty work yourself. There's so much growth that can happen from going through the obstacles that you might have in your way. And allowing yourself to really push yourself forward, to grow, is essential for you to move forward. Number 8, listen to trusted outside perspectives. Number 9, accept that change will happen with or without you. Change is inevitable. Life is short, time is precious, and your ego is always in need of a shot of humility. Every idea has a life and an evolution. Change is a natural and necessary part of that evolutionary cycle. That change will happen with or without you, so don't get in your own way. Number 10, hire more women. A recent study found that groups with more women than men outperformed groups with just more men. In fact, the mere presence of a woman increased the output of a group, even if that woman was not in a leadership position. Women think about problems more holistically and are more collaborative problem solvers. These are the kinds of qualities that you need on a team when embracing the change. And I love this. The time for women is now, and I'm really excited to see certain shifts happening. Number 11, make yourself vulnerable to others. And number 12, eliminate your sunk cost mindset. Stop thinking that the worst is going to ever happen. Because if you consider the fact that if you put the effort and you try and you think that things will succeed, surprisingly, they will. Sometimes it can be a difficult thing to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you ever need a redirect, it's important to celebrate what you already have. And this brings me to gratitude. In many ways, this sends a message to the universe that you are ready to receive what you already asked for and meet your goals. Here are 20 thought-provoking questions about gratitude. Number 1, what aspects of your city or neighborhood are you grateful for? Number 2, what have others done in your life that you're grateful for? Number 3, who is someone that really listens when you talk? And how does that affect you? Number 4, what's a stressor that you're grateful to have put behind you this year? Number 5, how many of your basic needs do you not have to worry about meeting today? Number 6, what's the best thing about your home? And have you taken time to enjoy it recently? Number 7, have you had a chance to help someone recently? And how did that make you feel? Number 8, what's something you look forward to in the future? Number 9, what's something enjoyable you get to experience every day that you've come to take for granted? Number 10, what's a hard lesson that you are grateful to learn? Number 11, what about today has been better than yesterday? Number 12, what's an aspect of your physical health that you feel grateful for? Number 13, what happened today, yesterday, this week, this month, this year that you're grateful for? Number 14, what's an aspect of your personality that you're grateful for? Number 15, how have you used your talents recently, and what have you enjoyed about doing that? Number 16, what relationships are you grateful for? Number 17, what's one thoughtful thing someone did for you recently? Number 18, what's an aspect of how you were parented of which you're feeling grateful? Number 19, what's one thing you've enjoyed about doing your job recently? And number 20, what made you laugh or smile today? Having an optimistic outlook really does give you the key for survival. By looking at things with a positive mindset, it really does set you up for success and give you the key for how to proceed towards your goals. By seeing the obstacles but choosing not to let them get in your way, It allows you to navigate to find that path, which is going to lead you towards where your end goal is, which is where your dreams are. It's so important to train your mind to make this a daily practice. And by doing this now, before the end of the year, before you set your resolutions, it can become a routine or second nature that will really set you up to have an incredible 2021. I'd also like to share with you The Four Agreements, a wonderful book that have four truths that are really good to be reminded about. Number one is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to use gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say or do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Number three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are tired as opposed to well-rested. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to refocus your mindset on this episode. We are so grateful for you and for your listenership this season. Season 2 is going to return in 2021, and we have an incredible lineup of guests already. You won't want to miss it. If there are types of guests or industry professionals that you would like for us to speak to get their points of view, don't hesitate to connect with us and reach out on Instagram at POV_podcast and engage with us. We would love to hear from you. Or leave a comment. On behalf of Monica and myself, we wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll be back in 2021.
Hi, this is Monica with Points of View Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and leave us a review. As you know, Points of View Podcast is the official podcast of Moving Parts Film Festival. We've completed our fall selections and we'll be back next year in 2021. To learn more, visit our website at www.movingpartsfilmfestival.org. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.